One potential point of awkwardness here, if it feels too much like Curb Your Enthusiasm at Mar-a-Lago, might be the fact that Trump advisor and millionaire Steve Bannon, who will be in attendance, owns the syndication rights of Larry David's old show, Seinfeld. Bannon got a talking to on Wednesday, apparently. President Trump restructured the National Security Council, removing Steve Bannon, Trump's chief strategist, from a permanent position on the Principals Committee, typically reserved for higher-level cabinet officials. The move was said to be orchestrated by Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, Trump's newly appointed National Security Advisor, who stepped in after the departure of Michael Flynn. Bannon was at yesterday's National Security Council meeting as a guest of General McMaster. So is it all peace and quiet now on the National Security team? Shannon Green joins us. She's the former Senior Director for Global Engagement on the National Security Council from 2013 to 2015, currently Director of the Human Rights Initiative at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Shannon Green, welcome.
Thank you, John. It's nice to be with you.
Would you say this is a consolidation of power of Lieutenant General McMaster, the National Security Advisor?
Yeah, I definitely think it's McMaster putting his stamp on the organization and taking control over the policymaking process, because it would be very difficult for him to run a process that has integrity if there are people from the White House who have more of a political agenda being part of those conversations. So I think it shows, number one, that McMaster has a lot more leeway in deciding how to run the National Security Council. But it does also show, I think, that the White House has increasing confidence in his leadership.
Now, among the Trump surrogates I heard speaking yesterday, some were saying that the reason that Bannon was on the National Security Council was to watch Michael Flynn, that he was viewed as something of a wild card. Obviously, he's resigned, so, you know, they might have been right there. But that Bannon was a minder for Flynn, and now that Flynn is gone and McMaster looks fine, there's no reason for Bannon to be there. Do you think that's valid, or is this a real step down for Steve Bannon?
Yeah, the reason I don't think that that argument holds water is because if they didn't have confidence in their national security advisor and thought that he needed a minder, that doesn't bode well for the fact that they picked somebody without a lot of credibility or leadership skills, or where they had concerns about that person running the process. I do think that McMaster is an extraordinary leader. I've seen him in action. And I think, frankly, that he has said that he does not want political people being part of conversations that are very serious conversations where there's a lot at stake. So this, to me, is him basically saying, this is what I need to run my National Security Council in a way that's going to be effective and credible. And the statements that Bannon was there to oversee the process are just an attempt to put spin on what is, I wouldn't say it's a step down, because clearly Bannon still has a lot of influence, but it's clearly an attempt to put spin on his ouster from the Principals Committee meetings.
Is there any evidence, then, that Bannon and his ideological approach, perhaps, to national security was disruptive, and that McMaster saw him as someone who was taking the council in a direction that he didn't want to go?
Well, the reports are that he never attended a meeting of the National Security Council or Principals Committee meeting. So I don't think that it's necessarily the case that his influence was negative or disruptive, but rather that it had the potential to be. Because the important thing to keep in mind is, contrary to all expectations, these meetings are really apolitical. I sat in numerous, you know, National Security Council meetings, principal committee meetings, deputies committee meetings, and you'd be surprised that domestic political issues or considerations like, how will this policy decision be interpreted by the American public? How will it affect our reelection? Those kinds of considerations never came into the decision-making process. And I think the fear was that if Bannon regularly attended those meetings, that there would be a political spin on what should be really serious, considered national security decisions.
Shannon Green is former Senior Director for Global Engagement on the National Security Council from 2013 to 2015. She's currently Director of the Human Rights Initiative at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Shannon Green, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
The There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.